I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the small island of Pompeii had never before won an international soccer match until they got a coach who'd never before coached a team. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
All previous reports to the contrary, there is now a resolution to Antonio Brown's helmet drama, and it comes with a paycheck, right?
And it's great. It turns out that now, having gone through this whole thing, including going to arbitrators and losing, by the way, Antonio Brown is not only going to have a designer helmet made for him, he's going to get paid for it. And according to his agent, he has, quote unquote, multiple offers from various companies to custom make a helmet for him and pay him for using it. If this was just a ploy to get more money, this is a masterpiece.
Just to catch people up who might be confused, the helmet Brown had used his entire career was discontinued, and he had a lot of trouble finding a new one. Do you really think this is over this time? I mean, the new helmet hasn't actually been made, let alone approved. There's still time for a third grievance over this thing.
Oh, I'm sure, but he's going to get his check whether the thing is approved or not. So, I mean, it's not his fault if it doesn't get approved. They're going to pay him to put his name on it, and you know, I think this, you know, this will also speed his recovery from the burns on his feet he got in Paris for cryotherapy.
We shouldn't laugh. I'm sure it was very painful.
They were very painful, but they are unique in the annals of NFL injuries.
That's true. Charlie, when Ice Cube launched the Big Three Basketball League in 2017, it was billed as a way for former NBA players to keep playing. But now it seems like it might be a way for former NBA players to make it back to the NBA, right?
Yeah, it looks like Joe Johnson may get a, he's going to work out for a bunch of teams. I did not realize Joe Johnson was 38 years old, but it does seem like he was drafted by the Boston Celtics shortly after Bob Cousy. He was the Big Three League MVP, and now he's going to work out for the Clippers and the Bucks and the 76ers. If he can be the new Vince Carter, that's fine with me. I don't care.
Absolutely. All right, quiz time, Charlie. Michael Jordan retired from the NBA more than 15 years ago. So how much do you think he made on his endorsement deal with Nike last year?
$145 million? By any chance?
I think it's 130.
So, yeah, I mean, the guy can make money that he doesn't even know he's making, I think. You know, I think he gets surprised every couple of months with another, like, statement from somewhere. Oh, look, I made $14 million
on this. Oh, look at that.
Look at that, yeah.
My favorite part
of I owned Guam. When did that happen?
My favorite part of this is that Jordan earns more than the next six closest earners combined.
That's right.
That's LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Kobe Bryant, James Harden, and Zion Williamson. I guess they should be like Mike, huh?
They should try to be like Mike. Good for Zion, by the way, to get in the, you know, he hadn't even played a game in the NBA yet.
The equal pay fight has come to the UFC, Charlie. Paige VanZant has one more fight left on her contract, and then she says she wants a, quote, significant pay raise. And before we start receiving emails, yes, women headline UFC events, and yes, people pay to watch them, right?
Certainly. This is a woman who has broken the same arm twice. She's only 25. I mean, she's obviously got a career ahead of her on this, and she makes more money on Instagram than she does fighting. You know, there's a life to be had outside of the octagon, and she's cashing in on it. The problem is she's got to stay in the octagon, and while she does that, she should get paid more.
Carolina Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey has taken issue with his Madden 20 avatar. What, did they get his ratings wrong?
Actually, no, Karen. They depicted him wearing a hand warmer on his belt, which he never does. No, actually, well, that's true, by
that
the way.
Is
and
true.
That,
yeah,
and
yeah.
That's what he complained about, because Christian McCaffrey is a cool guy. But actually, the Christian McCaffrey in the Madden game is a black player, and Christian McCaffrey is definitely not.
My favorite response is from Christian McCaffrey's mom.
That's right.
Who says, well, maybe, oops.
Yeah, sorry you had to find out this way. At 87 Ed, who I presume is his father, may not be your real dad.
And finally, Charlie, Milwaukee Brewers star Christian Yelich posed nude for ESPN's Body Issue. And a Twitter user named Roxanne J was dismayed. She said, quote, "It's really sad to see how you didn't give a thought about all those young kids that idolize you before doing your naked photo shoot, straight face emoji, distasteful." How did Yelich respond?
Well, he changed his walk-up music to Roxanne. That was his second response to Roxanne J.
Yeah.
The first one was to tell her to relax, and he did not have the guts to use Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood as his walk-up music prior to that.
Charlie Pierce joins us each week at this time here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.